Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Tell them hold it, don't you panic. Took a hour, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Just leave it undercover.
Brains at the coop. Pully wanna talk, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, have you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping the death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, I'm foul tech em. In the middle of the field like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help em. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. Clone. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north, I go in the mouth, she comes to me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took a hour, left the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an Athens city lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like a seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here, boys. What's the deal? Got to start it a little late here, but we here. We here now, baby. Yo, old news, fellas. And we... We had a rain out on Peso's race this weekend. Jeremiah and Nelly was locked in the run. James Black and Junkyard was locked the run. We had some good races that was gonna go down, but my old Mother Nature told us that it wasn't going to go down like that today, this weekend. So, these guys, they was all hot and horny. These women was horny, wet and ready to get it. But Mother Nature told them, Y'all ain't gonna have sex this weekend. I'm a little busy, so we need them guys to come back on and see where they can lock in again at, so they can get that off their chest. You know what I mean? I wonder where this guy Race Car Vine at. You know what's going on with his car? The secretary, when he'll be back in action? Need to ask him how is his batteries in yet? And a lot of things going on that we got to ask and see what's going on with some of these guys. Old house playing all of these. His car ain't ready. He got to take his daughter out of town, and his batteries ain't in. You have to see what the tow tag was, what he on. Got to find that motherfucker Lil Will, see where he at. Then we got to see when the Young Money boys are going to be back out killing again. You know what I mean? Got a lot to ask these guys today when they get on. We got the show started kind of late, but they tell me it's better late than never. So we here. Let's see what it is. Oh, man, I want to know where this Young Money Nelly gonna do. You know, he up and running and ready. I wants to see what he gonna do. He was locked in to run Jeremiah, Chicago's. I think that's Chicago's biggest jab ass turkey, right there would be the Jeremiah. He was due to lock in, but he couldn't make it. I mean, he didn't make it 'cause Mother Nature didn't let him. I wants to see what these boys going to do, man. So without further ado, I'm going to see if they can get back on this show and see what see when they going to lock in again. Okay. That Jeremiah, I wants to see what he do, because he been running his motherfucking dick suckers for a long time, and he ain't whooped nobody. Last time I seen Jeremiah in action, he actually tore a car up, jumped out that motherfucker, and was like a track star. I thought the police was behind me. But I need to see where he at. I don't know where that little short motherfucker at. I ain't heard from him today. Then I got another old Sanford and son. Old Sanford sending me pictures of food he eating today. So I need to ask him what was on his menu, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get a little of these guys. We can get these guys on. I don't know if they know we on right now. But Tim House might be over on the Shake and Bake show, co-hosting that. I don't know where he at. Tim, if you're out there, hit the one button. We don't know how long it's going to take you to get your people on over there in Kansas City and get back. Are you going to take them over there or work this year? Then I got to find out what Kirk cut at. I know Kirk cut. Oh, I think that's Tim House number. No, that's not Tim House. Got to see what old Kirk cut ass at. No, he got something up his fucking sleeve. Then my goddamn co-host. Let me see what my co-host at. Hold on. Hang on, fella. Yep. All right, I'm back. I got to see if 41 gonna let the boys in. Guys, I hear 41 was having, Chicago was having an issue with old 41. I don't know what transpired with that, so I got to get these guys on, man. I was having trouble earlier getting into my show. But hang on. Got one of the guys with the hands up here. 313-9623. Who I got here? Who the?
Two baddest
this
motherfuckers.
Bug, you know, this bug, you know.
Oh, what's happening, Bug?
No, Mike, I'm just on mute. Me and James Blood, we just chilling.
Okay. Now, Bug, you boys was
what's
due
the
to
deal,
run. You boys was due to run Junkyard this weekend, right?
Yeah, he got away.
Yeah, he got away.
So, that being said, are y'all going to reschedule sometime soon, or y'all going to play that?
If we reschedule, we want to race. The next day is not going to rain.
Sound like 131 wins.
Yeah, he untested.
About
we untested. That's how I feel.
But the only thing about that, it's supposed to rain all week, right?
Yeah, we're just not trying to get them boys time to go and try to get the car all the way dialed in. That'd be a crazy man bet then.
Hold on, James Black. Don't you want to break them at their best?
No.
We ain't got no business even running. We're supposed to be running with Jesse, but it's coming. But we still trying to bring action. We're trying to go. He was locked in. It rained up.
I thought Jesse James was ready. See, I thought that's what y'all was running, Jesse James. Y'all was running Jesse James. I didn't know y'all was running quarantine.
Yeah, we was running.
No, we running with a small block. No cage.
I ran him with a small block.
Small block, baby.
Was it a cap on what y'all betted right there?
Off the
y'all
trailer,
had a small block and he had something in his car?
Or
it was off the trailer?
We run them off the trailer, baby. We gonna gamble.
Mm-hmm.
If he go down, he fuck us up. If he knock the tire off, we win the battle.
So this race you counting on him fucking up.
I mean, that's Junkyard, man. I mean, I ain't saying nothing bad about him, but that's Junkyard, man. We ain't seen no good passes out of him yet.
So you saying Junkyard is a smuck?
No, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying I ain't seen the car made a good pass, an A to B pass. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
If he turned it down, it'd be a race.
So you already got your excuse ready of why y'all lost.
No, a loss is a loss. We don't have none.
Okay. But you saying, you know, we running them with a small block, so if we lose Lil Will,
that ain't the first big block we done ran with quarantine, right?
But you already done set the stage. If he go down, he beat us. If he don't, we beat him.
I mean, that's racing, Kimo. We ain't got nobody who want to sit like us, a small block in Michigan. That's ready to tangle with a G-body. So we gotta go and get out there. You feel me?
All right.
You can't get the boys from Chicago to come down here with that small block G-body, can you?
Oh, okay.
James Black.
Yes, sir.
They say you was on the Usher board praying for the rain this past weekend. Is that true? They say you was the main one leading prayer that it rained. You done locked in all these races and it rained. Is that true, James Black?
Man, we bring more action to Michigan than anybody in Michigan, man. When it comes to drug racing.
Y'all bring, I can't hate. Y'all bring a lot. Y'all bring good action. I like that.
I wasn't going to say I was going to bet a whole lot of money, but we was going to go with him. It was a
y'all
gamble.
Y'all was going to try, huh? Yeah, y'all gambled. Y'all gambled.
I woke up Friday morning. I woke up Friday morning and clicked Facebook, seeing the race Wisconsin. I had to go give me some green tea and honey.
Dang.
Sit down somewhere.
Hey, the crazy thing about it, they possibly could have got the race off yesterday. I don't know how good the track would have been because it really didn't even rain yesterday, did it? I don't recall it raining yesterday.
Peso said, I topped it over Peso. He said it, like, sprinkled up there. You know, it did a little raining up there.
That shit crazy, man. Because it did not rain.
Yeah, we could.
But it just.
We could have got off.
Man.
Y'all it was humid in the motherfucker, but y'all.
Will, Kimo is acting like he didn't understand that we're trying to run Junkyard because we know he ain't 100%. You understand that, right?
Yeah, y'all gonna grab him. Grab him while he wounded. That's what they do in the wild. They catch a motherfucking animal wounded.
He ain't wounded at all.
They don't think he right, though. They don't think he right, though. He ain't
right.
Wounded. But niggas don't think he right, they gonna get on his ass. Survival of the fittest.
See if they
that's
wanna
the
go,
best time to get it.
Well, I'll lead up the Junkyard in black. Shit. We're gonna see him with one of the cars very soon anyway.
Yeah. Y'all getting all this good G body action going. Good G body action.
Yeah, you bring your
what
ass
else
on
this
too,
weekend,
Will.
Bud? Man.
We're gonna grab a hold of you too, Will. We're gonna grab a hold of you.
I'm selling out. I thought you was gonna drive for me,
man.
Bud. How the fuck you gonna race me and drive for? Damn.
I ain't never told your stroke ass I was gonna drive for you. I told you I was gonna fuck you up.
Damn, bud. Oh, man, now I gotta put Junior in there. Then y'all gotta give me something because we're gonna outweigh y'all too much.
240-1704, your mic open. Who is this?
Hey, Kimo.
I got a lot of wind. I got a lot of background noise. Put me on mute. Who is this? This twin. Put me on mute.
All right. Which twin is that, Kima? To be up there with Aaron in it?
Nah, I think this is the guy from the DMV.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, ain't no race going on over here this weekend, the rain. I ain't heard nothing about 41 because I guess they worked their little situation out they had at 41. They had a little drama going on, but I guess they worked it all out. So I don't know what the next big race is. Is it big drag race at 41? What Peso say he going to do? Is he rescheduling or what, y'all?
Did you hear anything, bud?
They got Jig got called out on Facebook. Is Jig ready? They say,
you got to call him in action. You got to call him in action.
They say Jig got called out. I see Reggie Red. Why we ain't got Reggie Red's number, man? Somebody get Reggie Red now.
Hey, he ain't important enough to be on the show. That's what you tell me.
He got a small block in his car. G body.
Hello. I know you had a heartfelt Saturday because it didn't rain all day. You really could have got your race off, but you canceled it. Do you have a rescheduling plan or what?
Yeah, July 17th.
July 17th. So all them races should go right. They should go over to July 17th.
Yeah. July 17th. The weather's a little horrible. I think it already called, but damn, that shit didn't rain. But it rained twice at the track for like 3 minutes. I was in. We would have been fine, but it is what it is, man. I ain't wanna have nobody drive that far and all that shit no reason. So.
So you actually went up to the field?
Hell yeah.
Oh, the track was open then.
No, it wasn't open. We canceled. We was closed. I just went up there to see what the fuck it was going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, let me see it, man. Dude, it
it's crazy
shit.
About it. You can't use that as a reference no way because you never know what the weather going to do. Like,
you
man,
never know.
Yeah, that shit is just crazy, yeah. Man.
And I try to make the best decision for everybody involved. And, I, you know, it is what it is, man. It's, people are flooded. Expressways are closed down. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah, they did have a lot of flooding going on. But you say July 17th.
Yeah, it would have been hard for people to get there anyway because all the, a lot of the freeways were shut.
Yeah.
So
July 17th is your makeup date.
That's right. So everybody, I want to see Red and Jeremiah still get it on. I want to see all that shit there. Let's get it popping.
We need to get it. We need to relock it. We need to relock it. I mean, they get it. Let me see if we can get some relock going. Let me see something real quick. Hold on one sec.
Jeremiah sure put on a.
Hey Jerry. Hey Jerry.
My man
Peso just said he rescheduling for July 17th.
Bro, I've been doing that. I knew that. Bro, I knew that.
Sit down. Get back. Get back.
I can't do it.
Get back.
That's my niece's trunk party. I ain't finna miss that.
Your niece's what?
My niece's trunk party. I'm not about to miss that.
What's a trunk party? What is that?
My niece is getting ready to go away to college to Atlanta. Yeah, my baby got a full ride scholarship.
Unc can't just send a card over there. Unc got to be there, huh?
Son, I went to birth.
So why you just can't, you don't drive the car nowhere? You can't just send the vehicle over?
Okay. No, we can go ahead and get it in now. We ain't got to wait. Why we got to wait to an event, man?
Tell me where yours at.
Who's that you talking to? Who's that talking, man? Who's that disturbing our show? Who's that disturbing our show?
They're not
you gonna come to Lapeer, Jeremiah, this weekend?
Right. I can't come to Lapeer this weekend. For the next few weekends, I'm booked, bro.
So when you trying
I literally was taken off to come to Lapeer.
So when you trying to do it?
I don't know. We'll figure. Me and Red will figure something out. We'll put something together if he still.
You just said we gotta wait for an event now.
Okay, so obviously you missing what I just said. I said me and Red. We'll figure something out. I don't need 100 niggas to try to coach. Nigga, get your kind of race somebody. Oh, my bad.
I race you. Come on. I got all glad to be back.
Hey.
Lock in for Randy Ray.
Okay. When is Randy Ray?
Uh-oh.
August.
What car you got?
You said what?
What car do you have?
I got a Malibu.
Okay, I'm asking. What's the name of your car? What's the name of your car? What you got?
Kwame.
Your car is quarantine, right?
Kwame.
Huh?
No, you think you're talking to James Black. Hold on, James Black.
No, I'm asking you that because you got on here and said you got a Malibu all
Kwame.
Steel, all glass. But actually, what's the name of your car, bro? Let's see.
Kwame.
Kwame? I've never heard of your car. So right now, I don't even know what I'm talking to you. You're irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
But you can be the first one to see it and race it. You know what I mean?
Next.
Hey, Jeremiah, you don't want to be the first to engage with it?
Engage with what? Your car ain't nothing for me to engage with. Your car is nothing for me to engage with, man. I'm not worried about you, man. Your car ain't nothing, bro. You slow. That's why you ain't race nobody, man. You slow, bro.
But I'm saying you can prove that he's slow by locking it in, Jeremiah.
Yeah, you slow.
What you think about that?
Think about what?
Proving to that cat that he's slow that's talking to you by locking him in.
We can prove what's locking in, man. I'm tired of y'all. Everybody want to lock in. Lock in, lock in, lock in. Ain't nobody racing. All you niggas is going is a bunch of locking in, man. Y'all stop talking to me about locking in. Stop. Cause y'all weak,
but you
bro.
Ain't
racing,
hey, man. You ain't raced neither. You haven't raced neither.
You say what?
You haven't raced either. All you have done is locked in. I've never seen.
I bet I raced already.
when you raced? Did you race that race?
Hey, remember what y'all said? Y'all said I had to race the Big Shannon a bit, right? Y'all said I raced.
That's
right?
What I'm asking you. Did you race at Sham that. Event?
That's what
yeah. Did you have a race at Big Sham event? I'm asking, did you have
a
race at Big Sham event? But I'm saying to you, Jeremiah, the man said he got an all steel, all glass D body that he would come race you, your all steel, all glass G body.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with racing that gentleman, man. We can do that. Like, I just don't want to keep hearing all this lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in. And like ain't nobody doing nothing. We just talking about a whole lot of lock in, lock in, lock in.
No. Lord, how much?
So do you want us just to see you at the track? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Just see me at the track, man. Cause all that lock in, it sounds good, but I'm tired of locking in and we ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that, man.
Well, the only thing stopped you from doing something this weekend was Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's it. I was about to kill a nigga this weekend. But I'm just like, whatever.
Woo.
I'm sorry, I was about to kill two niggas. I was about to gas two niggas for the price of wood.
Now, who was the two guys you was going to gap?
Man, I was about to gap Red and I was about to gap Nailhead. Matter of fact, I wasn't even going to get a chance to gap Nailhead because Nailhead was going to play the punk out after he seen what happened to Red.
Detroit got another G-body. They wouldn't mind checking your temperature with.
I'm sure they do. As long as it's a street car, I'm all for it. Got to be a street car though. Y'all ain't putting no all out race cars out of me. No car. Street style car, no 484s, and I'm not going, bro. I got a 23-degree head convention motor car, man. Period. I got a street car, drive around town.
That's what I am. I got the same thing you got, Jeremiah.
Yeah, well, then we can sit down. We looking like then. We should be able to sit down and do something then. Head up, 8 miles.
Like this.
Bro, didn't you just hear me tell you I'm not locking in? I'm going to be at every race you see coming up except for 17.
Jeremiah, I'm going to put you on.
I'm going to put
a limiter on. They quarantine.
Okay, that's cool. Quarantine, that's cool, man. James Black. I swear to God on my mother. I'm not
scared
of you.
You just name everything. I'm just saying, y'all be scared to race me. Just name everything I got
on
my mother.
Hey, James Black.
Everything
you
can put on my mother.
Hey, James Black. Do me a favor. Let me cook a couple ducks in your town first before I come cook you, bro.
Oh, wait.
You heard what I said to you,
huh? Hey, that's Mr.
Let me cook a couple ducks in your town before I come cook
you.
James Black. When I race you, I'm going to race both the Malibus. I'm going to race Quarantine and the other one, bro. We all going to be together, man. I'm going to cook all four of you niggas at the same time, then we going to be done. Y'all going to stop talking to me. I'm telling you, y'all going to stop talking to me, man.
Well, Jeremiah, right now.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah?
You got 1-1, man.
I'll accept 1-1. Lock in for y'all racing off. Lock in.
Both cars must be on the property.
Listen, you have my attention.
You got the 1-1, man.
I'll take it. Mm. I'll take the 1-1 with Quarantine or the other Malibu that you're picking up. I'll take it. Lock in. Mm. Lock in. You put the number on it.
What you think about locking in?
Why
are you still talking? You got the 1-1. We're holy one.
Listen. You said 1-5. I got the 1-1.
Both cars must be
right?
on the property.
Man,
both
I ain't trying to hear none of that. You said lock in. Listen, man. You said lock in 1-5. I like that. Lock in.
We might be focused on one car, but I believe it's going to be there.
Why are we still talking? Why are we still talking? You said 105. Lock in. Why are we still talking? I got the 1-1.
You heard
me. Still talking?
I'm covering my – hey, Jeremiah, listen. I'm covering my own there. Both cars
I'm
must be on the top.
I'm not trying to hear none of that, man. You said I got the 1-1. You said I got the 1-1. Lock in 105. Lock in. Why are we still talking?
Jeremiah. Why do we got to wait so long for you to get 1-1? Why we got to wait so long?
Because
I want to go
listen, y'all want to race. Listen, man. Y'all want to race the best.
Let's do this on the next after the
listen, man.
10 days,
I have a lot of stuff.
You got the best.
Hey, listen. Unlike some of you gentlemen, I have a life. I have things. I have obligations I already have to do. I have a book calendar, man. I have things that I have to do, period, point blank. I can't just jump up like some of y'all do and just do whatever I want to do. I have a schedule I have to go by. Like
hey, Jerry,
I said, I like
that
the man.
But if
listen,
both cars
no,
there,
no,
you got
no,
the 1-1.
No. You said I got the 1-1 with my Blue Regal Holy One versus one of your Malibu. I like that. Lock in. Lock in. You said 105.
Yeah,
I like that. Lock in.
Lock in. Both cars must be on the property.
Okay. No. I don't want to hear both cars must be on the property. Lock in.
I've been saying that.
All right. Hey, man, I'm done. Hey, y'all, I'm getting ready. Hey, I'm getting ready to go to church. When y'all niggas get some heart, call me back, all right? I'll let y'all later.
Jeremiah, you going to church this late? What's going on?
You better take it there. That's what a scary motherfucker
is. Y'all ran my guests off. Y'all ran my guests off the phone. I don't like that. Be nice to my guests, y'all. We don't get them too often.
Hmm.
I'm walking out the door. You
don't get guests too often, Kimo. Why are they running them away? Explain that to me. Control your show.
Lord, how much?
I'm on mute, y'all.
Did y'all see that country motherfucker? What was Willie Dog at, a rim race or something? That country motherfucker say, I got that money and I'm a bet it had all them gold chains on. Hey, I might have to put me a rim car together, man. Fuck that. They racing like a motherfucker on them rims.
They are, Will.
Huh?
They are for real. They are 100%.
And they getting it up there. You ain't going to have no... Oh, you let Eli do all the rim races, huh, Pesa?
That's right. Yeah. We got three
rim
racing events
up here. That was Mr. TNP, Mike.
Who is this 734?
1295. 734, 1295. Your mic open. Who is this? 734, 1295.
I'm just here to listen, baby.
Oh, that goddamn Dubai.
Hey, kid, did it flood over there? Do y'all have flooding problems over there in Chicago, kid?
No. I heard y'all had a lot of rain, though.
Hell yeah, we had a lake on the expressway.
I had a
lake in my basement.
I see where y'all need a motherfucking boat to get up and down Interstate 94 and 75.
Yeah, in parts of the city, yeah, you ain't lying. I couldn't imagine that. I had a buddy of mine say he had 125 pair of shoes out in the basement. His buddy, all retro shoes, say he lost them all. I say,
hey, if you got insurance, they'll pay for it. If you got insurance, they'll pay for it.
They'll pay for the gym shoes?
Hell yeah.
Dang, so he had 125 of them bitches down there. How you value a retro shoe, though? How do you put a value on that?
Get them appraised.
You get them. No, you go on the gym shoe website, StockX, all the other shoes, and then you get an average of the goddamn price.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we might have to let him know that.
I had engine parts and everything.
First of all, he got to have the shoes. And he gotta have insurance. If he ain't got insurance, you shit out of luck.
Good point.
Huh?
I don't know him. I don't know the brother.
I got another day's worth of cleanup to do, and I'm done.
So you ain't see no turds or nothing floating around, did you, Duval?
Yes, the fuck I did.
Yeah, right, man.
I ain't bullshitting. Ask Maisha, nigga. I had shit in my basement.
Oh, no. I got to get up out of there. Duval, you got to leave.
Lord, how much?
I got to move. I got to move now.
You got to call the Orkin, man.
Hey, I went down there with the bleach, the odor band and all that, and I drilled the power washer down there.
Hey, you a septic tank cleaner, motherfucker. You doing shit like that? Hey, you might as well have a septic tank.
Hey, when they cut that check, I want all of it to come to me. Fuck going to another motherfucker.
Oh, man, watch my car with that bike.
I got insurance, motherfucker.
you got to say how kid and them say it. Insurance. It's called insurance. You got to say insurance on your shit. It ain't insurance.
I got
insurance.
All that shit. Yeah, it's called backup of drainage and or sewage. I got all that shit.
Ain't that something they make you buy different little shit? Yeah, you got insurance, but if you ain't got the bag up or drainage and sewage, you ain't got your plant, man, you don't get nothing. You ain't going to get nothing.
Right.
This shit I love.
Right. This shit crazy.
I'm about to look all. They call you in their office and make sure you get it all. I made sure I got it all.
You got some motherfuckers that ain't got that shit, man. You got some motherfuckers
that
ain't got that shit.
Oh,
now they fucked.
Man, you moved it.
Yeah, they fucked. If they ain't got it, you better get it.
Shit, it's too late. They already know what's going on around these parts. So if you call and say, hey, I want this on the third, they're going to say you got to wait X amount of days before you can make the claim.
Right. Well, that's what people got to look at their coverages. You know what I'm saying? When they get their little insurance, they got to look at it.
That's right.
Now I need to figure out. Hey, what do you say? July 17th? It's going down. Hey, Peso.
Yo.
Is he still in court for anything over there?
No, we got to prove, bro. So, by then. I'm gonna have a private rental.
But y'all still gotta stop at dusk dark though. Dark?
Nope. We're gonna be able to go to 10 or 11 o'clock now.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
When that take place?
It should be in place in the next week or two.
Okay.
Stay tuned to Facebook. He got all the votes. Everything's good to go, man. So the track is going to be open 7 days a week.
Damn.
Oh, man.
And you can do
a private
test session.
Hey, you know that night racing is everything, man. That night racing is everything. The motherfucking nitrous come on at night.
Oh, yeah. Who got fucked up this weekend, kid? I ain't been paying. I had a tournament going to. I ain't been watching.
Shit, I don't know, man.
Hold on. Did that race look like a bird might have flew down there on Jamie, the way he picked that guy up down there? Huh?
To the what now?
When Jamie put that motherfucking Keisha in high gear, how did he pick him up like that, like he did, man? I don't understand.
When he went
that
around Kodak?
It's called the backflip.
It looked like my man put on brakes, though. If it's black spit that scallion, that's a problem. It looked like he threw on brakes.
That was a small block,
but I still don't see how he pulled that one off. Nah, I ain't going to tell you no lie, now, bud.
I understand. I dare to understand
he was,
how
he
pulled
was,
it off. And it's a small block.
He was a car and running, though, bud.
It's a small block.
He was a car and running. When he stuffed him over in high, he turned that light on down there. That had to be a race within foot. You know what I'm saying? Feet. There's no way he ain't gap him enough. Yeah, the way he picked him up, that amazed me. He didn't do anything. I don't know what this is.
Wow. Wow is all I can say. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, well, you know. Tell his ass up. Two bees in the bucket, motherfucker. Got his ass whooped. So Jamie over there picking on the small block, or that just was a shootout? This was a shootout that they had, or?
That was a grudge race.
Did Jamie give him the break or something, or what? He gave him the break?
No, they ran head the fuck up. When he put that bitch over in high, that motherfucking Mustang was gone. When he shoved that bitch over in high, that Keisha over in high, he picked up so much room, dog. That shit was amazing to me. Oh, no, but I heard they gave him the back tie. They gave him the... No wonder he looked like he was out there so far. Okay, he gave him the back tie.
Oh.
Back tie! They gave him the backstage motherfucking tie, man. He gave him the back tie and picked his ass up now.
Somebody just texted me.
Yeah, wasn't he out there a long way? Didn't it seem like he was way out there, man? Damn, he seemed like he was way out there. Man, that motherfucker put that bitch over. Hey, James, like, that's how I'm going to do you. But I put that motherfucker probably over in high.
Wait a minute. You say
they
going to
say, good God almighty.
Not that good talking motherfucker James Black. You going to shove that bitch over in high on him?
Hey,
shove
War
that 42
would be a good event, a great event.
Motherfucker,
gonna
shove that bitch
in town,
your ass, Jamie.
Nigga with the worst record in drugs right here. Somebody gonna fuck somebody up.
I'm back, I'm back. What I miss?
You ain't miss shit, Lil Will on here lying. Somebody gonna fuck you up.
Somebody lying. Somebody gotta lie on here, Bub. You know that. Somebody gotta lie. Somebody got a lie.
And it's coming real quick.
I hear somebody talking crazy.
Somebody talking crazy. So he's talking crazy. Damn, Capone. You gonna shove that bitch in high gear on you, Jane Black.
High gear.
Shove that bitch right in high gear on your ass.
Now that boy
got a hell of a
high
gear.
Sound good, Nucky, though. I ain't gonna lie, it
sound good. You gonna put that bitch in high gear on you.
Hey, James, what do you think your outday
gonna be?
I'll be out for our race.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna be your first race. Yes, sir. You could be the big one. Oh, wee. I like that. I thought I'm gonna wait till you and Junkyard run to see how that turn out. I'm gonna grab the loser.
I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see a motherfucker done put up. Vinny White said he got this Mustang for sale. $10,000 a best off. Now I thought he was just gonna race this car. Now the roller for sale? I mean, what happened? What happened? Vinny White say, nasty girl, 1990 Mustang notchback for sale as a roller, stock suspension car for $10,000, no electronics. He was just racing that thing. He was cussing me out Thursday about how he was finna race. On Wednesday, he was cutting. Now he got it up for sale. I wonder what happened between 9 to...
Hold on. I told y'all. What the fuck did I tell y'all? In 3 days, I knew he was going to have... Something was going to go on. Now he's selling the thing. Lord, get DMX on. I got to talk to DMX. That man just cussed me out. Now he got
call
that
Matt.
Thing up.
Call him that.
Lord have mercy.
He got it for sale on the roll. He got the roller for sale, Kimo. Ain't nothing wrong with having your roller for sale. That's his roller.
Huh?
He got his roller for sale.
You said what? Yeah, the roller. That's what I said, the roller. He ain't got the motor, but what happened since Tuesday to Sunday? I thought he was just going to run that thing, and Brandon was driving. I mean, somebody straighten me. Straighten me. Not dog, but Tony Bynes. Say, somebody straighten me. I need to know what the hell happened. Hold on. Can y'all get skin on? Hold on, man. I got to get back to the computer because I knew something was going to happen from.
Oh, man.
Lord have mercy. So, James Black, was you on when he, as I told him, now, DMX, something going to happen from Tuesday to race day. I didn't know he was going to sell the operation. I thought he was going to be on something else, but he's selling the whole operation then.
Oh,
DMX got nasty girl. Who's in?
What up?
God almighty.
Now, he just said he was finna race nasty girl. Brandon was the new hired gun. And, you know, now he's saying the thing up for sale.
You said Brandon.
Look, no, DMX said that nasty girl is up for sale as a roller. Nah.
Brandon.
No, you know,
well, you
no,
said
no,
Brandon
saying,
was driving. He's wired up.
Brandon was driving nasty girl. Not nasty girl, up for sale. Not even a week after he made the announcement. What the hell happened? Well, I need to know what the hell. Man, somebody, we got to clarify. Clarify some shit. What happened? What's going on? What happened?
Yeah. This boy is crazy. Yeah, I mean, goddamn, Kimo is nuts. Kimo is goddamn nuts, man.
I'm not picking this up now. I mean, because ain't nobody coming on. Get Brandon on, please. Lil Will, could you get Brandon on? I need to talk to him. Need to talk to Brandon. Oh, man. Why them damn numbers from Chicago keep popping up and going away, popping up, going away? Now I even went away again. I mean, I don't understand. Do the boy want to get on or what?
Hey, Brandon, how's it going, Brandon?
How you doing, Will?
One of my buddies got
hey,
the
how you
phone
doing?
Going to ask.
I want to say, Brandon, I'm calling to see, you know, I seen that the new car that you were supposed to be driving is up for sale, man, and I just wonder what happened. What happened?
What car is that?
Nasty girl. Did you know he was selling it off? Yeah, hold on.
Kimo said you were supposed to be the pilot. Are you the you the hired pilot for that vehicle? No.
Somebody.
Ah.
I think that bro D line, they keep popping up and cutting off.
Ah.
I don't know what's going on. rapper. No, I thought you was the pilot and thought you was the jockey of Nasty Girl. Now they saying it's I seen on Facebook it's for sale.
Yeah. Did y'all get
like
get
a phone? Huh?
Why didn't y'all get the X-Man on?
Well,
Hold on, brother.
Hey, Silk, I see you put up there that DMX fell in the car. What's going on, Silk? Where's Silk at? I see Silk put the car was up for sale. Silk.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, can you hear me, nigga?
I knew that was going to transpire. I want to help the ochre come out.
That's why I'm selling out, to come help your bitch ass.
I knew something was gonna transpire.
I'm doing something a little different this time. So I come back out. It's gonna be before you make your debut at Randy Ray, and me and you gonna lock me in that game.
Oh, okay.
So just worry about that.
Okay.
Just worry about what I got going on.
Okay. Nah, but I knew something was gonna transpire before.
Because Emo, you a fraud. Your show ain't shit. You ain't shit. That's why you need something.
Well,
Let me ask you a question, man. I'll bullshit you to the
come
credit.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
Let me just give you an example. Let's just say if Kimo is my boy, and I came to Kimo and told Kimo, hey, Kimo, I'm going to look down on my luck, man, and I need $100, man. And Kimo gave me that 100, man. Do you think it'd be right for Kimo to talk shit about that 100, man? What'd you think, man? I'm just
talking
about that, man. I don't want to ask the
panel. Hold on, I want to answer that, Money. One thing about me. When I do something for somebody, you'll never hear me tell that I've done it. Now, other people, they may think different.
But Kimo, let me ask a question. If you do something for a motherfucker, you say you'll never hear about it. So let me ask a question. What about the coward motherfucker that do something and then turn around and talk about it for a motherfucker to pat him on the back? Will you consider him a faggot-ass dude? Will you consider him a shite-ass nigga?
I don't consider it him a shiesty. I just felt, hold on. He asked me a question. I was told by an old timer, when you do something for somebody, you don't tell them. Now, people may not tell other people that. So, let me ask you a question, Kimo. Everybody move in their own way. We didn't talk together.
We both know we done been in the streets one way, shape, or form. So let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. For the motherfucker that loaned them the money and then talked about it, don't you consider that some bitch nigga shit? Real talk.
Damn.
No, I ain't going to consider that.
You don't?
That. I'm going to...
Let me ask the panel.
That's not that person.
Okay, so let me ask the panel. If I loan somebody, if, I'm gonna just say anybody on the phone. I have X for it. If X call
hey,
me,
hey, hold
and
on,
he
money,
said he
hold
needed
on,
have
money,
a
hold
hand,
on, money, hold
and I give it to
hey,
him.
If,
then
hey, money, hold on for
y'all
a minute.
Don't think
hold on for
I won't be a bitch for doing that.
Money, money, give me a second, man. Give me a second. Albert got all the men. Would you put your phone on mute? If you got all the men, please
Lord,
put your phone on mute.
Lord, have mercy.
Okay.
That sounds like
money,
kid
I
right there. Hey, kid.
Yo, what up, money?
Hey, kid. We didn't been in the street before. If you do something for a guy on the strength of him being your boy, and then you turn around and tell that you did something for him, ain't that considered some bitch nigga shit? Tell me I'm wrong. Oh, okay.
That's some hoe ass
shit. That's what I thought. I thought when a real motherfucker, when you do something for him, you supposed to keep that under wraps.
That's how you was raised up. So what if you wasn't in the street? If you wasn't in the street and that wasn't taught to you or told to you.
Let me say this. If you wasn't in the street, that's fine. But I was always told you never let your left hand know what your right hand doing. Why you trying to let a motherfucker pat you on the back, man? Why you got to get kudos from another dude? If I do something for you, Kimo, if you don't tell it, I ain't going to tell it. And if you tell it, it's different. But if I tell it, that makes me a hoe. I don't care which way you slice.
In your eyes.
Kimo, that's just like kissing and telling.
I answered the question, DMS, you just didn't like my answer. I answered the question.
I'm going to put my legs on back up, man. I got to go.
Hey, Kimo, your answer is that you beat around a bush. You a street nigga, Kimo. You been in the street. You know bitch niggas do bitch shit, and you know niggas, real niggas in the street, don't do that shit.
Yeah, and if a motherfucker will tell something small, he'll tell something big.
Damn right.
Shit, you know it too?
Well, man, y'all, but I'm going to say this. That's why a person got to strive to put himself in a position that he doesn't have to go to nobody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, anybody can fall on bad times, Kimo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kimo, shit happens. It ain't have to just be on bad times.
But
shit happens. But if you my boy, Kimo, let me tell you this. If you my boy, you my partner, I consider you a friend. If I got it, you got it.
Okay.
If I consider you a friend, a motherfucker that I don't fuck with, I ain't going to give it to you. But why the fuck, if I don't fuck with you, why would I give it to you just to talk about it?
Oh, man. Not to be relevant.
That's the bullshit. Yeah.
Be relevant.
If I know Shorty my friend and Shorty say, hey, money, give me $100. And I give it to him, I ain't got the broadcast that I gave it to him. That ain't nobody motherfucking business. So that's my man and I fuck with him. But if I don't fuck with him, I can look right in his face and have $1,000 in my hand and he can see it. And I tell him, hey, dog, I ain't got it. Ain't no use to me giving it to him just to make myself look good for somebody else. That's bitch nigga shit, man. Come on, man.
know it
man.
Is.
Well,
you know
I
it is.
I heard somebody in the 313 area code did that.
Yeah,
all I can say, you got to know your personnel.
Yeah. You're right about that. You should have known that motherfucker he was soft as baby shit. You should have left him alone. You shouldn't have fucked with him. You're right. Got to know your personnel.
Lord,
I'm going to
your personnel.
I mean, sing that ludicrous song. Eat no hoes in different area codes. Yeah, so shit.
Man. Hey, maybe that man, you know, like maybe that man, whoever it was, maybe that man felt that this nigga shouldn't be coming to me asking for me for no money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know.
Hey, Tebow, if that's the way he felt, and I'm going to just go by what you said, if that's the way he felt he shouldn't have been asking him for no money, then why give it to him in the first place?
Exactly.
If I feel you shouldn't be asking me for nothing, I don't give a damn if you see me with a fistful of singles. I ain't gonna give you change for a five if I don't fuck with you. Hey, money, can you give me change for a five? No, I ain't got it. I ain't got it. And you can see me with a fistful of singles like I'm at the strip club. I ain't got it if I don't fuck with you. So why would I get it to you and then turn around and say, look at this motherfucker Chemo. This broke motherfucker needs change for a five, but I gotta get. No, man, that's bitch shit.
Good point.
You don't do no shit like that.
Yeah, well, hey.
If I fuck with you, I fuck with you.
Got,
I ain't going to never tell no.
Got, hey,
I'm not going to tell
again,
nobody
again,
what I'm doing for you.
Again, I say, you got to know your personnel. You got to know who you're going to ask.
Yeah. Right. So basically what you're telling me is he should have known the dude he had for the 100 was a bitch. That's what you're saying?
Well, I can't say. He couldn't name it because he should have known not to go that way if he felt the dude was going to tell their business. But, hold on now.
Hey, kid. If he ain't tap dancing like motherfucking Sammy Davis Jr. around that ass.
Nah.
hey,
but I'm
going to
tell you like this.
Yes,
hey,
like
hold on, man.
Like
that. At the end of the day,
Sammy Davis Jr. He tap dancing his ass.
At the end of the day, money. That's
Chemo, you
that man and that man's
tulip,
business.
Baby.
Nah, I ain't tiptoeing. I'm gonna get real bold. That man shouldn't even went over there and ask that man for his motherfucking money if he ain't want his business out. Flat the fuck out. You don't want your business out?
No,
don't go ask
on,
for
man.
That man. Now, ain't
come
no
on,
nah.
That, right.
That man can test.
That
no,
right. That's all the way
I don't
right.
Understand
that's
that.
All the way right.
I don't understand
well,
that.
Hey.
TV or radio or something.
Yeah, I don't understand
hey, man.
That. Real niggas do real nigga shit. If I come to you one-on-one, Chemo, and me and you talking on the back line, there's no way nobody else going to know what the fuck me and you talked about on the back line unless you
exactly.
Talk.
Good point.
If me and you talk on the back line, Chemo, about anything, there's no way somebody going to be able to come and say the conversation that we had unless you say, yeah, I talked to Money and Money said this. Because if you don't tell them, they ain't going to hear it from me. Because if you wanted them to know, you'd have had them on the phone then.
Hey, Money. Again, I tell you, you got to keep yourself in the position where you ain't got to ask nobody for nothing.
Shit happens.
Hey, I ain't worried about shit happens. That's the first order of business. First order of business, okay, you should be able to go in your family and ask for something. You shouldn't have to go outside. See, y'all looking at, oh, this nigga did. Nah.
Let's get to the root of the motherfucker.
Hold on, man.
I let y'all shoot and all that. Let's get to the root of the problem. I shouldn't have to go to no motherfucking outside and ask for shit when I got a mama, daddy, a granddaddy, a sister, a brother. I shouldn't have to go outside and ask for shit. So y'all over here attacking the motherfucker, but hey, y'all need to know what the fuck he done did to his family that he got to go outside his goddamn family and ask for some money.
He didn't do it to the family. He pushed to that man. Don't make a difference.
Hey, Tim High, you need to just sit back and shut up, because first of all, y'all need to sit back.
Hold on, Tim High.
If that man decided to sell a motherfucker,
are you defending?
I'm saying to you, Tim Howe, if that man decided that I'm going to tell a motherfucker who I gave my money to, that's his motherfucking business.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all get up.
He was man enough. He was man enough to do it.
Hold on, you don't need to defend his actions. Tim Howe, well, why don't you go over there and ask why didn't you give him the money? Hey, Tim, if you're so worried about it, why didn't you give him the $100? Why you ain't giving him the $100?
Did you call Tim, money, or why didn't y'all call him and say, hey man, let me ask you this, Tim, did y'all reach out and tell the man
the next time you fall on hard times, feel free to call me?
Did you reach out and tell that man that? Hold on, let me ask you, did you? I don't even know how in the world he even asked anybody on this phone as bad as you did. Oh man, hey, you know, I ain't did nobody bad. I ain't did nobody bad. I don't got to support no grown man. Hey, Tim, let me tell you something about me.
Tim, don't come ask me for a goddamn thing, because I'm gonna let you know. Watch this, Kimo. Don't ask me for a goddamn thing. Listen, man.
The man might Some people might have a gambling problem. Some people might have a drug problem, but it's still a problem. You don't look down on no man unless you're helping him up.
If they got a problem, why their problem become my motherfucking problem? Suck my dick, get out my face,
because you ain't got the problem.
Yeah, you are. Hell no, I ain't. I ain't no motherfucking brother's keeper shit. Suck my dick, nigga. Your gambling problem, your drug problem ain't my motherfucking problem, nigga.
Man, come on, man.
Hold on, let me tell you something. Your gambling problem, your drug problem ain't my motherfucking problem. Suck my dick, nigga. Live up under the goddamn freeway bridge, nigga. That's how I feel about it.
Lord have mercy.
Suck this dick. You know what my problem is? I like to go buy pussy. I ain't called man one of you niggas to buy give me no money about no pussy.
I'm gonna go buy me some pussy if I want some.
$40 gonna make me holler, make you holler. Hey. You're going to do some strange things for a little change. Fuck you, niggas worried about the wrong shit. Motherfucker, another nigga problem is your problem, man. Get you a goddamn blanket. Well, next time they need to get a nigga the $100 or whatever they said he gave them.
Well, next time, grow up and don't talk.
Suck my dick.
So Kimo, what you saying, man? Me being your boy, if I needed $40 to get my nipple tickled, goddamn it, you wouldn't loan it to me.
Hell no, I gotta get my nipples tickled, motherfucker.
The
fuck, I'm gonna give you $40 to get your nipples tickled.
Hey man,
Hey, man, I need $40, man. I'm trying to get my nipples rubbed. Goddamn.
Fuck my dick. Man, I'm going to get
that
nigga a $5 blanket and tell him, nigga, go find an overpass, nigga, and get yourself up under it.
Damn.
You say find an overpass to get up under it.
Yes,
damn,
sir.
Damn, Kimo, you dumb as hell. You say give an old blanket and find an underpass and
old
get up under it.
Find you an underpass and get up over it. Under it, goddammit. You like that? Hey, you're lucky if motherfucker don't ask me for nothing. I'll give you motherfucker something to talk about and don't get no fuck.
Dang, Kimo.
I got a national show. I'm
on.
Hey,
man,
I get that.
You up today. Nah. Hey, Kimo, you up today and can be down tomorrow. You get up today, that truck go down and tear it all up. You ain't got no way to make a living. You might
have somebody
to help, too. Hey, Kimo, let me ask you a question. And
yeah.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You said it wasn't no problem with him telling it. He shouldn't have said nothing. If he didn't want to borrow, he shouldn't have said nothing about it. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Come on with it.
I do remember a couple weeks ago that Lil Will came on the phone and started asking for help. To help with some little boys whose parents, something happened with their parents. Why he didn't get on there and get to talking about the money that he borrowed or the money that he asked people, he solicited people to get it? Why he didn't talk about that like he talked about that honey he loaned out? Or he just being selective with the information? It's better to talk about it when you pass it out. But you don't want to discuss it when you asking for it to come in? Because I remember him coming on the phone and saying, hey, man, y'all need to send me something. PayPal me this because of this. Didn't nobody get on his ass and say, you broke motherfucker, you rich, why don't you buy it for the folks? Why don't you pay for it? Nobody
You're a lie. I believe
true,
a motherfucker said
that's
that.
Not true, money.
Yeah.
He asked me, and I told him, you told me I ain't your friend. Now you don't care nothing about me. Kiss my behind. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I told him. So,
I understand what you're saying, and you're a Christian man, so I'm going to just say it for him. You should have told him. You should have called me, and I'd have told him for you. Suck out your ass with a straw. You say he don't like you. He don't like you. He hates you, but he wants the money from you. Hell no. Suck out your ass with a straw. After you done cut 440 lawns on a 100-degree day, suck out your sweaty ass with a straw. I'll tell
him
for you.
Lord,
hey, man. Hey, all I can say, man, if you don't want nobody talking about your business, don't
that's
put
the
your business
you
out
keep
there.
Saying.
Keep
the
business.
Hey,
Kimo,
I ain't gonna fuck with you, Kimo. You standing by your man. I ain't gonna fuck with you.
When you put your business out there, expect that somebody gonna talk about it.
Lord, him. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. You put shit on that because a motherfucker, if you supposed to be a motherfucker friend, you say you they friend, bitch, you don't supposed to tell a motherfucker nothing unless you say you can tell whoever you want to tell. Motherfuckers is fake, Kimo, and you need to quit standing behind that gay ass shit, man. You need to man up and say,
or DMX, or you wait till a motherfucker that you help say it first, and then you speak on it.
Yeah,
but you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Hey, all I can tell y'all, if you don't want your business out, don't put it out.
No.
All
hey,
I can
say. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, what we should have did was just been dealing with motherfuckers who've been in the street. We shouldn't have been dealing with a motherfucker who's been catered to all his fucking life. Because them the only niggas talk.
Well,
so you along with the bullshit, Kimo, trying to cover up for a nigga.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm telling y'all, if you don't want your business, hey, all I'm telling you, if you don't want your business out, don't tell it.
No, Hammer.
Don't tell
it. What we learned is, stay away from fake-ass people, man.
That's what we learned.
I'm like, money, you gonna jump your ass in a motherfucking ocean with sharks to say that, nigga.
Hey, man, nigga, I ain't saving nobody. I'm just giving y'all a word of advice. All I'm doing, I ain't saving nobody. I'm giving you a word of advice. If you don't want your business out, don't put it out.
Listen, man. When I went to Georgia, me and that nigga wasn't even talking. That nigga was calling me back to back. Did he tell you that? Did he tell any of y'all niggas that? That nigga called me about 10 times before I got in Georgia. Man, when you gonna get there, man? I need you to really look at my truck. Man, this is look. And then as soon as I fix this shit, he get on the phone talking about I took advantage of him. When them motherfuckers told his ass it's gonna cost $1,500 for them to come out. So I took advantage of him. So Kimo, cut the bullshit with me. Keep it with the rest of these niggas. I know the bad nigga, man. That nigga ain't shit, man.
All I can tell y'all,
so,
man, y'all just
put
make sure y'all.
I'm going to put it to where it went, Kimo. For that nigga to be talking behind my back to you when I told that nigga me and your business was me and your business. I didn't tell nobody I picked your truck. I didn't tell nobody that you was blowing my phone up like you was my motherfucking, my side bitch. I didn't tell nobody that. So, what the fuck? So,
damn.
I get to be the loudest talk of the town because of your girlfriend want to run his fucking mouth.
Sound like y'all need to get him a call. Sound like y'all need to get him a call.
That nigga on the phone, but you know what? That nigga back against the wall because everybody on his ass. He ain't going to say nothing. Hey, Kimo, I'm glad you started this shit because you the trouble starting motherfucker. You saw I was I'm glad you brought us off mute, man. I'm glad you did that.
Hey.
Now you like to fuck up with somebody doing something.
Hey, Steve, I seen you selling that car. You got on my ass the other
Kimo.
Day. Girl, I told
Kimo.
You. I know something's going to happen.
I got three fucking cars over here, man. Think I give a fuck about them cars. I told you that the other day, but you don't listen to nothing I say because you so busy trying to be a fucking comedian. I don't give a fuck about that.
Hey, Ace, why are you selling that thing? You just was going to race that thing.
Hey, Kimo, if I'm selling something, that means I got something else I'm coming to blow your ass out with. So that's all I'm worried about. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here, man.
Hey, I hear that all the time.
The difference is with me and you, Kimo, you waiting on the nigga to finish your shit. I'll finish my own. That's the difference. So, talking about me,
Y'all getting off the topic.
Hey, y'all boys mad at that goddamn, y'all mad at that goddamn little wheel. God damn.
we ain't mad at little wheel.
Man,
it's about that.
Yeah,
the light is shining on his ass and you can see straight through him.
Oh, man.
Lord, how much?
They don't give a fuck about
him.
He wasn't built like that.
guys.
Lord have mercy.
You can go ahead and hang the show up now. You can hang it up.
What I need to hang up for?
Drop the bomb. I said it went to y'all ass.
They ain't went to mine.
Nigga, you should have stayed on the morning show, motherfucker. At least you had company.
Damn.
You can't call none of your family members now.
Wait, hey,
you got to call family members, nigga. But listen,
And then preacher boy, shut your thieving ass up. Hold on, hold on, man. Shut the fuck up for a minute, dear man. Everybody on this bitch buy they shit, nigga. You don't pay for shit, preacher boy. You don't buy shit. You's a goddamn thief.
You don't know nothing about me. You too damn scared to come out the house, bitch. You don't know nothing about me.
Hey, you're a thief, man.
See, that's your problem.
Get off my motherfucker.
You are
a motherfucker.
You are
here,
man.
My.
You are here,
goddamn
listen, man.
Thief.
You are here, say ho. You
my.
Are here, say ho,
hey,
bitch.
My.
You're a goddamn thief,
say
some shit, man. Get off it. Are you
a hearsay ho. Hey, and if I was a thief, bitch, I must be a goddamn goon, because I'm still hanging around, motherfucker.
No
if a motherfucker
goon,
thought I
bitch.
Stole their shit, they probably got on my ass. See,
your
they want to beat your ass because you
hey.
Talk too much.
They got
Everybody
on your ass,
beat your
bitch.
Ass
they
you
had your
much.
Ass, bitch. Hey, they got on your ass,
they must
had,
have
your,
you
ass, had your ass hard. Yeah, because the nigga asked them to. They had your ass hard, tied, bitch. Shut the fuck up, you see.
Hey, see, listen. You gonna fuck around, we gonna catch you, and we gonna get to check your oil pressure.
Yeah.
We know you already.
Oh, man. Not
the
end of your
phone. Oh, man, don't check the
phone. Hey, preacher boy, they already done put a dipstick in your ass, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
I know you want them to. Hey, I know you would love
this
that to happen
on
to
here.
Me.
This
but listen, since you running around here, goddamn it, hiding out all the time, that's why you ain't drag with you, little bitch.
Hold on.
Hey,
I can tell, bitch. I was, hey, bitch, I was at 131, bitch.
No.
Where was you at, bitch?
Nothing.
But they,
I had nothing.
Listen to me.
Hold on,
right.
Bitch.
You
told
right.
me.
You might have been at 131. Hey, listen to me. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. You might have been at 131, but they was closed, bitch. So you didn't run into nobody you knew. I can't deny you wasn't there.
If you tell me,
you
I'm going to put you in the trunk. Your bitch ass talking about you gonna put somebody in the trunk and take me. Your bitch ass didn't even come to the track. You goddamn thief, shut up.
How you know I didn't come to the
don't
track?
Try.
You a goddamn
don't
liar. I did come to 141. And I asked everybody, hey, when I came to 131, listen, when I came to 131, I told them to introduce me to everybody. I wanted to see what your bitch ass looked like. They told
you
me that.
What? You ain't going to do nothing but suck on my dick. You going to come right over there. Man, you crazy as hell on
hey,
the
listen.
Show. You dick sucking bitch.
They told me.
Shut the fuck up.
They told me the zoo was closed. They told me the zoo was closed.
Yeah.
They didn't let you out.
Nah, I was busy at your mama house letting her suck my dick. That's why
damn.
I wasn't there.
See? Now, see? Hey, Kimo. Listen to me.
I ain't getting mad.
If it was a couple months ago, I'd have been mad. You could have made me upset. But if you got to understand, you know where my mother located at? She's in the dirt. So that means when I catch your ass, I'm going to put you in the dirt for she needs good head.
Man. Hey. You told that nigga that knocked your ass down that you was putting him
mad.
In the dirt. He's still alive.
Kimo. We got to look for you, goddamn it, like they did. Who found him? I got to call Obama to find you. We got to get Obama to find you. I ain't hard to find, bitch.
I ain't hard to find.
Man, you a motherfucking liar, nigga. You the only motherfucker. When they see your motherfucking truck, they think it's a ghost rider, bitch. You ride under the steering wheel, bitch. You a scary hoe.
Yeah.
Get your thieving ass off the show.
You ain't gonna steal this show.
Hey man, listen to me, man. I already stole your show, bitch. Now, ask me to press the one button, you little bitch.
Nigga,
you ain't nothing but
I'm
a hoe, man.
You to get off my show.
Hey, listen. You
thank
get,
you for using
the
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
You gonna get you getting killed by a cripple. That's how I know you a bitch.
You let a crippled motherfucker talk to you like a hoe, and you ain't nothing you can do about it, bitch.
Oh.
Nothing.
Hey, preacher boy.
Nothing.
Preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. That truck should have ran over your whole fucking body, man. He shouldn't have. He shouldn't just crushed your foot.
Damn.
He should have crushed
your foot. But you know what? But you know what,
though? Hey, preacher boy.
I'm
hey,
like
preacher
the man
boy,
of steel,
I wish you,
bitch.
Hey, I wish you.
I'm
hey,
still
hey,
here.
Preacher boy, I wish you had your, hand,
hey, Marley,
your head hanging
I
out instead of your leg.
I bet they didn't think this was going to happen on the show today.
The difference between me and you, you're getting your feelings. I get on that bitch ass. Fuck that whole ass nigga, man. Nothing. He's a nothing.
You got a thief, man. You a thief.
A hearsay hoe.
Oh, man, not the hearsay.
How you gonna get on my ass and you stealing, man?
Hey, he ain't nothing but a box of condoms. He ain't nothing but a condom.
Hey,
run around fucking dick.
How you gonna get on my ass and you a thief, man? Hey, preacher boy, how you gonna get on my ass and you a thief? He's a fucking crypto maniac.
I wanna know where your help go, man. Where did your help go? He took off and left you out there all the time.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, not hung him out to dry.
Joe did.
This ain't my show. That's his show.
My.
I wanna know. What did that nigga steal for them to tie him up? First of all, I'm gonna let you back in. Tell me what you stole for them to tie you up like that.
Me. I want y'all to hear me though. Listen to this though, bro.
Be out of there. The whole crew is gone. They'll call back tomorrow.
Lord have mercy.
The kid, it sounds like they more matter than the person that got the money from Lil Will than he is. I don't understand that.
I don't know. I ain't getting in that car.
I don't understand. But you know what, man? I guess that misery loves company. So you got a bunch of miserable motherfuckers over there. Lord have mercy. Well, Keith, all I can tell you, if you don't want nobody talking about what you borrowed and the shit, you shouldn't ask for it. Don't ask for it. Don't even go that fucking way.
Okay. Yeah, well, whoever it was, I bet you they wish they hadn't borrowed that $100 or whatever.
Hey, a man is entitled to tell who he gives his money to. That's his business.
Yeah.
And I can't believe Tim Howe. I didn't think Tim Howe, man, that's a preacher, man, and he keep more shit up than a fucking woman. That's the preacher, man.
Oh, man.
He keep more shit up than a woman. With that being said, I probably end the show early today. I'm sick of bitch shit. All kind of bitch motherfuckers just sit around and gossip about what a nigga said and shit. Bitch, I think I'm going to holler at y'all next week. I may not holler at y'all next week. I'm sick. I'm just sick of a bunch of big shit. Tim Howe's the biggest bitch on the planet Earth. He keeps so much shit up.
Whoa!
What's happening? Who that?
I bet they didn't think this was going to happen.
What I missed?
A whole lot. I just had to hang a motherfucker up.
Damn.
That dang black. Is that dang black?
The black man.
Do you have a right? Hey, do you have a right to tell a motherfucker who you gave your money to?
Pull up in the demon.
Do I have a right? I mean, I wouldn't tell a motherfucker that I borrowed some money from me, but you had a right to. That's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck would you tell somebody you gave somebody some money, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but when you, but the thing is, if you don't want nobody in your business, you don't put yourself in that situation.
Good
yeah,
point.
Now that's not, that's true. Right, you got a point there now, Kimo. You got a point. You do got a point.
But see, when you got 30 motherfuckers that's all in harmony, they ain't seeing what I'm saying. If I don't want nobody in my business, I ain't finna go tell my business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna tell my business.
Hey, X, you my man. Then X say, hey, man, I'm fucked up this week, man. I need y'all to help me. And then y'all want to get on the show and tell everybody, yeah, that nigga X fucked up, man.
Again, I tell you. If you don't want nobody
in your
business,
I want to know why my phone line was hung up. I ain't got nothing to do with
don't
these guys.
Go.
Hey, Kimo, listen.
Yeah,
hey,
come on with it.
I want to say one thing, too. I'm probably one of the realest niggas that y'all going to meet. If I'm fucked up, I'm not embarrassed to tell you I'm fucked up. And if y'all bitches my boys, y'all shouldn't tell nobody X fucked up. I had to learn this nigga this to get him back right. Well,
you
y'all
heard me.
Telling the
you ain't heard me say,
this,
hey, hold, stop. Let me get this together. You ain't heard me tell nothing.
Did I say you?
But you still said, if y'all my
you?
Boy, if y'all
saying, no, nigga, I'm saying why are you covering
man.
Up for what already happened, man? I'm saying, your man is a piece of shit.
Hey, Kimo, let me ask Kimo this one question. Hey, Kimo, me and you done talked on the back line. Before now.
Yeah.
Me and you talked on the back line with that situation between you and Lowrider. Before now,
yeah.
Did anybody else know that me and you talked on the back line?
No.
Why? Why?
Mm-mm.
Because it
well,
wasn't any motherfucking business.
There you go.
It
you
wasn't any business.
Hey, listen,
it wasn't no need for me to come out and tell them about it. It wasn't any business. Kimo called Money Direct. I talked to Kimo Direct.
Hey, Money. But listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this, and then I'm done with the conversation because this shit was brought up on my behalf tonight. But I'm going to tell you something about that weak-ass little Will. Every time I told that bitch I did something for him, it was between me and him. But let me go suck Kimo dick today and tell him, hey, I did this for AJ. You know, all that little gay ass shit, man. That nigga's a bitch, man.
Oh, man, that's a little weird.
Well, Kimo ain't came and told y'all nobody told him shit, man.
Hey, is James Black still on the phone?
Well, you always,
is James
you always
Black still on the phone?
I want to be a Captain Phaser. That's what you're doing right now. You
know,
said,
oh, man, not a Captain Phaser.
Hold on, man.
Kimo might be a good guy, really, but him fucking with Lil Will make him the devil like Lil Will. Lil Will the devil.
Lord have mercy. Not the Lil Will, man.
Fucking devil. The devil right than you, nigga. When you know you getting blessed. Listen, when you know you getting blessed, you help other people and keep your fucking mouth shut. You don't talk
point.
Behind their back. Lil Will the fucking devil, man.
I agree 100%
correct. Not the little Wilma.
It's the fucking devil. That's why, hey, before we got on, hey, before we got on the show, Lil Will, my name was in that bitch mouth. Now I get on the show, the bitch get quiet.
No. Lil Will, I'm not gonna let you do that.
That's a sad ass talk show, man. That's fucked up.
You a dick sucking dog.
Hey, you a fat dog.
Hey, you know what? You the vice president. I didn't know you was that great at sucking dick. You the vice president.
Oh,
I can't say that.
You have to be more careful.
Hey. I can't say that one.
Lord,
Kimo wasn't expecting
hey,
that.
Hey, man. Hey,
he's
an auntie. Hey,
Tim Hart. Hell no. Not now.
Hey, Tim Hart.
Hey, Tim Hart.
Yeah.
Not now.
Hey, you going to be on the DT Award? Hey, do they get that DT Award sucking dick? You going to be on TV tonight.
Hey, Tim Hart. I didn't believe. Hey, Tim House, I talked to a lot of old-timers,
man.
Hey,
Tim House, you
said,
better not say that.
They said
you
was a rotten old motherfucker,
world.
Man.
Hey,
oh, man.
They said
about
you was a rotten
show,
motherfucker, Tim. And
I
listen, and
he
I didn't believe him. I didn't
so
believe
why would
him.
You even answer
hey,
to that
bitch? I didn't believe him, Tim House.
Hey, Tim
House,
he's talking to you, and I'm talking about his bitch ass. I told you he was a bitch. She's a fat ass bitch.
I don't even... I mean, I don't talk to thieves.
I know you don't talk. You suck
yeah.
dick. You are a dick
sucker. I suck titties. I suck titties.
Gobble, baby.
I suck
hey,
titties, nigga.
Hey,
get in there.
Hey, make that horse sound, y'all. That's what he sounds sucking dick.
I suck titties, y'all.
Hey, what's that horse sound y'all be making? That horse sound y'all be making all the time, that's him sucking dick. Oh, the other one.
Uh-oh. What sound they make? I can't hear you. What sound they make? Where you go? What sound do they make, Preacher Boy? Where you go? Preacher Boy is gone. Hey, Preacher Boy, what sound do they make? Anybody, hey, Preacher Boy, we can't hear you. What sound do they make, Preacher Boy? Oh, you gone, Preacher.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, you gone, high Preacher. Oh, you can't tell us what sound they make. Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy.
No, they put Preacher Boy on mute.
I had to put Preacher Boy on timeout. Aaron, is that you?
Aaron, I had to put Preacher Boy in timeout. I had to put a lot of the Chicagoans in timeout, man. Hey, kid, I had to put him in timeout. Lee just collateral damage because he got a bunch of idiots on his phone. And, hey, I know they hear me. I can't believe Tim House, man. This is supposed to be a God-fearing man, and he keep the most shit up. I see why Mr. Willie and them didn't have him with them.
Oh, man, not
I
Mr. Willie.
Why. Man, Willie don't deal with that shit-starting motherfucker. Willie don't deal with him. Oh. Lord, have mercy. He got money over there making all kind of noise. But, hey, kid, I was told by older people, man, if you don't want nobody in your business, you don't tell them.
Yeah.
Now you
that's
older
the best
brother.
Way to do.
Have you ever heard that saying?
Yep.
Now, to me, when you came and asked a man for that money, you put him in your business. He have a right to put anybody in his business that he wants. So, okay. It is what it is. Let me open the cripple mic back up, this cripple mic.
Oh, man.
You got a whole lot to say. I wonder how much did he say when that truck squished his leg.
Oh, man.
Okay, Preacher Boy.
I just want to know why you keep muting my motherfucking mic, and I ain't said a word.
Hey, Lee, you got collateral.
Don't matter, man. You be on. Listen, you be on everybody. You be on everybody's mic, man. Talk shit, man. Why can't they talk shit?
My.
Hey, man, I had to get him out of here, bro.
Hey, man,
I had to get
that
him
ain't
out
got nothing
here,
to do with me, man. What about when you be on everybody's mic? When I be on the dog show,
hey,
and you be on my motherfucking mic through skin, do
hey,
I hang y'all up? Man?
Hey, Lee.
So now I know you ain't your fake ass up, man. Fuck that.
Hey, Lee, they put us on mute. Hey, Lee, they get us out of there
too,
don't they? Hey, Lee, don't they get
don't worry
us
about
out
it.
Of there?
Don't worry about it.
Mic.
I'm going to get you out of there. I'm going to get you out of there from now on. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to get you out of there. I'm going to make sure you out of there.
Hey, Lee. Hey, Lee, you got that shit in order over there. You got him off of there. I thank you,
listen,
Lee.
Man,
I thank you, Lee.
I can't tell no grown motherfucker what to do. They do what they want to do, but you bogus as fuck.
Hold
on,
no.
Mic.
Hey,
when you be on everybody's
mic,
you be on everybody's mic.
Oh,
you be on everybody's mic.
Hey,
so
Lee,
now when I know you on the line, when I know you on the line, I'm going to hang your ass up off my line.
Damn. Hey, man, you must be a trap. Hey, you a dick sucker and a fast runner, bitch.
Yeah.
But you run and hang a motherfucker up.
Shut up, bitch. I'm
tired
of it.
He's a runner. He's a track star. He's trying to get your ass out of the car. Woo, 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 woo.
Good God.
Man, I'm about to go to sleep.
Hey,
ain't we
running around here?
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. Are you going to 42? Are you going to 42? With a car?
Hey, bitch, I can go wherever I want to go. Ask Lil Will, can you go,
are you going to
42? With your dick sucking ass.
Are you going to 42? Are you going to 42 with a car, you bitch, motherfucker? Now you know what? I'm gonna ask.
If I do, you ain't got nothing to run to me.
Hey,
you ain't got nothing to race me.
Can you? Hey, bitch, I'm gonna ask BC and can you lose his car? Let me get. I'll call BC and ask him.
You
ain't
gotta ask me.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. You shut your mouth when BC and told you, bitch, I'll knock your goddamn teeth down your throat, huh?
Hey,
preacher
hey,
boy,
hey,
you talked all
can't
that
make
tough shit.
Hey, let me explain something to you.
Hey,
you can't make shit happen here that can't go. See, you a bitch. If
oh,
Lil Will tell you to stand out by a week,
you
bitch,
shut,
you got to stand out.
You shut your motherfucking mouth. BC and told
you,
you
got
to shut
stand
your motherfucking mouth or you going to get your ass beaten. You shut the fuck up.
Hey,
got
hey, boy,
BC
you got a long way to go.
Check your whole ass
hey, can't a motherfucker say shit. Hey,
get your bitch ass out the seat. Bitch,
try again.
Get your bitch ass off the seat. Like, hey, bitch.
Hey, dog. Hey,
shut
hey,
the
boy,
fuck up.
Try again.
Hey,
listen.
Hey,
that's the problem.
Hey,
you
hey,
can't make a motherfucker
hey,
do nothing to me.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, I see you ain't
hey,
busting
listen,
out
man,
the
listen.
Windows out there.
I need
hey,
a little
head. You ain't busting windows out that car.
I need a little
you
head.
You ain't busting windows out that car. BV told you to knock your motherfucking block off, bitch. Hey,
I know you're a human dick sucker.
Hey,
I'm a dick
I
you sucker
you
dick.
A pussy. BTN was going to beat your ass at 131. You touched his windows, bitch.
Hey, you stay at the truck stop. Hey, they told me they had you at the truck stop sucking dick. Do you wear a mini skirt?
Talking about this $100, man. Don't get off subject. They changed it.
Hey, get out.
What you hey, come out, $100 you hold on.
Leave
hey,
him alone.
Come out, $100 you talking about? The one that you didn't get paid? $100 you talking about, Tim House?
You let a bitch take something from you? Tim House, you let a bitch take something from you?
Tim House, $100 you talking about? The one you ain't get? Hey, Tim, $100 you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Timothy.
Yeah, I will.
Where
Will at? Where Will at?
I don't know.
He abandoned
know
chemo.
Still
he abandoned chemo.
Man, I don't need no motherfucker to hang with me, man. I'm going to stand the fuck up. I take my punishments, nigga. And I'm going to give some punishment out.
They really wasn't talking about you at first, chemo. You know that. You just start saving.
Hey, man, that bitch don't
even
out.
Hey, man. Hey,
they
man.
Say Lil
hey,
Will,
preacher
he's
boy.
Standing in front of a bullet.
Hey, preacher boy.
What
you
saying? Hey, preacher boy, there ain't no Lil Will out there. You still in front of him.
Hey, save a hole, huh?
Hey,
preacher boy.
Hit me.
Hey, preacher boy.
First thing that nigga
say,
hit me. I ain't built like that.
Hey, preacher boy. What that hole do when you lost your leg out there? Did she leave you for dead?
I want to pick you up. Hey, that hoe left you for dead out there. She got the fuck off. She left with a nigga.
Just look up back there.
Hey, preacher, you think she gonna go on another road? You think she gonna go on another road trip with you?
He gonna
ask your man.
Hey, preacher.
Look, I'm gonna have. We're gonna laugh now. Ask your man. She ride with me all the time.
She gonna go on another. Hey, you think she gonna go on another road trip with you?
No, you just said the same about my mama.
Hey, preacher,
well, I know your mammy around.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, preacher boy.
My mama might do ride with you. She knows she don't get some of your SS child, your SSI check, bitch. So she gonna ride with you. She gonna get that check out.
Hey, she know
her
son ain't worth a fuck. Listen.
You
know I saw
you
that right when
you get that check out,
hey,
your
Kimo,
stupid ass.
Hey, Kimo, if Lil Will called you at 5 in the morning and tell you his dick hurt, you going to come over there and rub it for him, ain't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to take your mama over there and let her rub it for him. I got a backhoe. I'm going to dig that hoe up.
I got a backbreaker. I got a backbreaker. Mm-hmm. Ask your mammy.
I bet that backhoe don't work like mama.
You're taking it to another level, but at least I'm glad he ain't falling.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, man, listen to me. Listen to me. Hey, Tim House, I thought I teach you how to turn your feelings off. You got to turn your feelings off. Turn the button off for a minute when you're talking to a bitch.
Tim, how this is what I don't understand. For you to be a deacon, a God-fearing man, a man that read the Bible backwards and forth,
but I'm telling
you
the
saying
truth,
more shit. Hold on. You saying more shit than Moses, niggas. I tell you.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Kimo, if you would quit sucking on Little Will and let him fight his own battle, you wouldn't even have no conversation with me about nothing like that. You always protected. He was right in here now. He was on the phone talking about DMX and everybody on here. Soon they came.
No, he wasn't. That was me talking about DMX.
Okay,
he left all by himself.
You supposed to be his partner.
I came in the world by myself. I'm gonna leave out of this bitch by myself.
But you
should have
did it. Hung this stupid show up and got
out the way. No, hey, Tim, what you should have did is got off the fucking show if you didn't like what was going on.
I wanted to hear it. Tim, you told me you weren't coming on the show.
Shake and Bake show is on over there. Why you ain't over there? You know why, Tim?
I'm on somebody
you like
around.
A lot. You like controversy. That's why.
No, I thought you was a man of God, boy.
You ain't no man of God.
And all your slickness and all the garbage that you and him do.
Hey, Tim.
What's up?
Hey, Tim, hi. But you'll be on God.
I ain't never seen nobody in my life.
Hey, Tim, you'll be on the Tuesday night press show.
Everybody want to blow your mouth out. Everybody want to do something.
Hey, Tim,
and you still being stupid, and I'm glad everybody give you a pass.
I don't give a fuck.
You're just plain stupid.
I don't give a fuck. Hey, Tim, but you'll be on that motherfucker Tuesday night press show. Oh, Lord.
That's right. That's right. And all I'm going to tell
you
right now, the Tuesday night show ain't got nothing to do with your lies.
You the fakest motherfucker.
You got your behind roasted tonight. You ain't told your behind up tonight.
You one of the fakest fucking preachers around.
I wouldn't give a care.
Man,
you ain't even know.
Hey,
Leon.
Leon, that's one of your Tuesday night prayer warriors with all this bullshit going on.
That's
on
all right.
Hey, y'all gotta get him off. Get him out the pool pit.
Get him out the pool pit. I'm fake the whole window.
Oh, man. Come on, shout in.
Hey, he the first one talking about he don't believe in Christmas. He the first one putting it off. He the first one going out doing it.
I'm not.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey.
Jesus.
Hey, Leon, do you have a thing? Hey, do you have a look at the fake Jehovah's Witness, man?
Come on, Charlie.
What
the hell is a fake Jehovah's Witness, man? I've heard it all now.
What's wrong with y'all? Hey, you don't hear me? Entertainment all night.
Keep on talking about the man supposed to be preaching the word of God and all of this. He keep on more shit. Man, 10 hours got salty and came on music.
Hey, I don't know how y'all listen to this man on Tuesday and he keep up more shit than a little bit, man.
Hey, Kimo, what do Tim House got to do with DMX money?
You goddamn lie. Tim House got on here talking. He the one brought.
He didn't. All he did is ad-lib. He said he liked it. He like what they doing. That's what he said.
Man, I'm done with this.
Shut up.
See y'all.